Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason, and we'll begin with the big story that United have reached an agreement with Juventus to re-sign Cristiano Ronaldo. United have agreed to pay Juventus around €15 million plus a further €8 million in add-ons for the 36-year-old, who is set to sign a two-year contract after personal terms are finalised. Ronaldo's agent, Jorge Mendes, said on Friday afternoon that his client's return to United was very close to being confirmed, and the club officially announced the news shortly before 5 p.m. They said Manchester United are delighted to confirm that the club has reached an agreement with Juventus for the transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo, subject to agreement of personal terms, visa and medical. Meanwhile, United are said to have revived their interest in signing Kieran Trippier from Atletico Madrid. The Red Devils have been linked with a move for the right-back throughout the current window, but they have so far been unwilling to meet Atletico's asking price of £28 million. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is still understood to want a new midfielder and more coverage at right-back before Tuesday's deadline, although Friday's unexpected signing of Ronaldo could make further additions more difficult. However, it is reported that uncertainty over the future of Diogo Dalot, who is wanted by Borussia Dortmund and AC Milan, has caused Man United to rekindle their pursuit of Trippier. And finally, Solskjaer has defended Phil Jones after former teammate Rio Ferdinand criticised the 29-year-old. Jones, who has spent an injury-hit decade at the club, played in a behind-closed-doors friendly against Burnley earlier this month. It's his first game since featuring in last year's FA Cup third-round tie against Tranmere in January. Ferdinand said that Jones should have gone ages ago and claimed he was taking the place of a youth player as he continues to recover from a knee injury. However, Solskjaer has hit back, saying Phil has had a horrible 18 to 19 months and probably a year before that as well with injuries. Phil is a no-fuss, get-on-with-it type of guy. I think that was out of order completely from Ferdinand. That's all for now. We'll have more later.